continuing our look now at headlines and deadlines in Afghanistan, a spokesman for the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, says this morning that the president is demanding all private security companies in the country to disband within 4 months. Joining us to explain this is Alison Stanger, author of One Nation Under Contract, The Outsourcing of American Power and the Future of Foreign Policy. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning.
So let me start with this. How much territory do the private security companies cover in Afghanistan?
Well, they're absolutely instrumental to our mission there. We, you know, to conduct the current policy we absolutely need security contractors to do so. The alternative would be to dramatically increase the number of boots on the ground, and that's not something we're prepared to do at present.
How realistic is it to get rid of all these companies in 4 months?
It's not realistic if we want to pursue our current policies. So what that really amounts to is really changing Western involvement in Afghanistan.
And how would we do that?
Well, we'd be faced with a choice. We'd either have to increase the number of uniformed personnel, in other words, send more troops over there, or adjust our policies. So it really is kind of a challenge to our current operations.
Don't the private security contractors also hire a lot of Afghans as well? I mean, what is this going to mean for the local population?
Well, if this were to be implemented, it would be a dramatic loss of jobs, because what's happened under the Afghan First policy is that the overwhelming majority, it's over 90%, I believe, with the latest Congressional Research Service figures, over 90% of security contractors in Afghanistan are local nationals or Afghans. So it's a significant source of jobs in the country.
And what are some of the key positions that we're talking about in terms of this in this change?
Well, we're talking about the security contractors are people who provide security for our development policies. They work for the State Department. They work for the United States Agency for International Development. They work for NGOs. They work for the Department of Defense. So it would affect us, you know, American policy at present at a number of levels.
We've been in Afghanistan for, what, 9 years now. Why is this just happening now?
It's happening now because for whatever political reasons, the president is demanding it. See, our stated policy presently is that we want to build up local capacity in Afghanistan. We want to increase the capacity of the Afghan police and army to defend themselves, so that after we're gone, they'll have a secure country. But our current policy relies heavily on private security contractors, which raises the question of how you're going to provide security after U.S. forces leave Afghanistan. So what Karzai is really saying is that if you want to actually build up our police force, this is potentially a problem. He's doing it for political reasons. I'm sure I'm not an expert on Afghan local politics, but that's at least one part of it.
Yesterday or over the weekend, General Petraeus said he speaks to the president every single day, President Karzai. Do you think this is an issue they have, in fact, discussed?
I don't have any inside information on that, but I would assume so. I don't think that Karzai would make such an announcement without first testing the waters with the United States.
When you say it's politically motivated, so this is a way for the president to get what he wants to happen in Afghanistan?
Well, on the one hand, it's a way of, you know, it's a way of criticizing indirectly current American policy. What I find interesting is that when a security contractor who's an Afghan dies in Afghanistan, it's considered a civilian casualty. The New York Times ran a front page story that focused on the death of an Afghan security contractor and talked about the rise of civilian deaths in Afghanistan. But if these contractors are actually paid for by the United States and Britain, it raises the question of whether they really are civilians if they're serving foreign powers.
Indeed. Well, we'll see how this one plays out. The president of Afghanistan saying all private security companies out in 4 months. Alison Stanger, author of One Nation Under Contract, The Outsourcing of American Power and the Future of Foreign Policy, joining us from Germany. Thanks so much.